Well, welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde. Huddle up and buckle up every Tuesday and Wednesday night with our Coors Sports Topic Show. We are now landing in South Bend, Indiana for our weekly, every Tuesday and Wednesday night, Notre Dame Football Report. Brought to us by STN Stat. Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most tested, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Nevada. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico joins us, the captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. Frank, you're back, buddy. You've taped your ankles, and football season is almost here, and what an opener Notre Dame has this year.
Coach, yes, I'm glad to be back. I believe this is our 22nd season from 2002 when we first started, and now it's 2024. It's somewhere around 22 or 23 seasons. I get confused sometimes. When the numbers get that high, Coach, I get confused.
Well, a few new knees, a few new shoulders, a few new hips, and my gosh, you're back still starting, man. You're my starter. You're my captain of our Notre Dame football report.
Coach, it's great to be back with you. I believe Notre Dame, at the end of the month, is starting their season off with a bang. They're going to play Texas A&M. And I think Texas A&M may be the best team they face this season. It's a very critical game. Notre Dame is loaded with talents. They have a very good new offensive coordinator, Mike Denbrock, who's been here before and knows the school real well. But what he brings, I don't think you can buy, Coach. He has tremendous experience and knowledge about the game. He can control what's going on in the field. And I think he brings a sense of peace to a lot of the people that are playing under him. So it's going to be interesting to see how he plays this game against Texas A&M. There's three things for me that's going to be very important about the A&M team and that game. Number one, they have a great coach, Mike Elko, who not only brings an offensive philosophy and defensive philosophy, he brings a culture where he's expecting every player to bring it every day. And they really do a great job of doing this. They did at Duke and won a lot of games at Duke against teams that had far better talent. So it's going to be interesting to see how he approaches that at Texas A&M. The second thing, Coach, it's going to be hot. It's going to be over 100 degrees on August 31st down at College Station. And that turf is going to be radiating a lot of heat. Now, if you're used to it, sometimes it's a benefit to you. If you're not, and maybe Notre Dame will not be, it could be a disadvantage. Although they play in hot, humid weather up here in South Bend, but the thing is, a lot of their practices are indoors. And when they do that, it kind of takes away that acclimation to the hot, hot weather. But you never know what's going to happen on that. But I give the nod there to Texas A&M. And, Coach, I know they have good players. Jumbo Elliott, that was there before Elko, had great players. Now, some of them have left, but I think there's enough of the core number of players that are going to make it a very tough opponent. So we'll see what happens. But I think Notre Dame, their biggest game of the year is their first one. And if they win that one, things are looking very good. Now, if they lose that one, it's time to regroup and time to march on. Coach, the next game they're going to is Northern Illinois. They're a good team, but I think they're in a different class. They were 7-6 last year, and they're a MAC team. I think it's a good game for Notre Dame to work on a lot of different things. The third game is Purdue. Now, Purdue is going to have a lot of players that were recruited by Notre Dame as well. I think this could be a very good game. They're playing at Ross-Ade Stadium. Last year, Ryan Walters was 4-8 overall, but he's building a program there, and it's going to take him a while to do it. But Purdue historically has great players out of Chicago, Indianapolis, around the Midwest, and now, Coach, with the portal, as you know, you could be 4-8 one year, and the next year, you could be a barn burner. I mean, you can really have a great team. Coach, number four, they have former Notre Dame offensive coordinator Chuck Martin from Miami of Ohio. The Red Hawks had a great year last year. They were 11-3. And then they're returning six on offense and six on defense. They're playing at Notre Dame. I think it's, you know, it's going to be a competitive game, but Notre Dame is going to win that one. Then, Coach, they have Louisville with Jeff Brohm, and I think he's one of the better coaches in the country. They were 10-4 last year. I think they're going to be tough. They're going to be playing at ND, so they're going to have the world against them at Louisville. But I think this is a good team, and Brohm brings with him a tremendous amount of competitiveness. So I see this as a very close game, one of the four top games for Notre Dame. And the first one, Texas A&M, and the second big one is Louisville. And, Coach, then we go to Stanford. I'll take a break after this Stanford game here because I think that Stanford, they're growing as well. They don't take a lot of help from the portal. They were 3-9 last year, but they have a good coach. His name is Troy Taylor, and I think they're going into a new league. So that could save them somewhat in what's happening in the what was happening in the Pac-12. Now they'll be playing against some teams that may not be as tough week in and week out. So they could have a better result at the end of that at the end of the season next year. But I think Notre Dame beat Stanford pretty handily this year.
Frank Pomerico joins us here with our Notre Dame football report yearly every Tuesday and Wednesday night, brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports app. I've got to ask you a comment that was mentioned by the head coach at USC, and just get your feelings. He was talking about to win the national championship, if necessary, they would drop Notre Dame. Your comments on that rivalry, it did not take well at USC in Southern California. What did that game mean to the Notre Dame people playing USC?
Well, I think it's a tremendously good game. I mean, it really, when I was in school 50 years ago, Coach, this was the Ali Frazier fight of the year. They were so talented at SC. And if we were to beat SC, we knew we were pretty good and at the top of the heap of college football. And I think SC, when they beat Notre Dame, even though sometimes they weren't at their top record-wise, they got up for Notre Dame. And I can remember in 1970, Notre Dame's going for a national championship. And I think Southern Cal was very close to being a 500 team. And they go on and beat Notre Dame 38-28. Feisman had a tremendous game throwing for over 500 yards. But still, Southern Cal pulled that out in the mud. They played a tremendous game, and Coach, they have great talent year in and year out. So I think it would be a tragedy if Notre Dame and Southern Cal doesn't play. Although I think Notre Dame should play some teams like they should be in the Big Ten. I think they should play Michigan every year. I think they should play Penn State every year. I think they should play Michigan State every year. So I think that Notre Dame should be in the Big Ten and therefore would play Southern Cal on a regular basis. So I don't know if that will ever happen. It all comes down, Coach, unfortunately, to just money. And if they were in the Big Ten, I'm sure they're not going to be, you know, looking for scraps to eat because there's a tremendous amount of payout in the Big Ten. But Notre Dame has their own contract, and I think, you know, the money is dictating a lot of things nowadays. So I think that's what's going to happen until they can decide if they want to be in the conference or not.
Frank, I want to ask you, Marcus Freeman, the head football coach at Notre Dame, now enters his third year. He's now a mature guy, been head coach for 2 years, won 10 games last year. This should be a great experience coaching staff and a lot of experience now. He's matured a lot looking forward to this 2024 season.
Oh, the feeling at Notre Dame is that this is going to be his best team. They are loaded. They have a great defense, a striking defense. They have great defensive backs. They're going to be able to put a lot of pressure on the quarterback as well, and their linebackers. Some are young, some are very experienced. So it's going to be a good mix. Al Golden is a great defensive coach. So with Den Brock at offensive coordinator, and Al Golden at defense. You really have two head coaches that are coaching the offense and the defense. And Marcus Freeman is the head coach, but he has a great advantage having these two seasoned veterans with him. Do they have a chance to go all the way? Well, we'll see on the 31st. If they beat Texas A&M, I think they have all the tools to get there. Now, if they lose, I still think they have a chance to make a great season, win 10 games at least, and then be able to get into the playoffs. And, Coach, you know as well as I do, if they get into the playoffs, anything can happen.
Frank, I want to ask you, have you had the opportunity to touch base yet with James to get any behind-the-scenes information?
Yes. James was telling me today, I was going to bring this up just shortly, that Notre Dame's left starting offensive tackle, his name is Jagorowski. I'm sorry, I'm mispronouncing that, but he tore his pectoral muscle this week, and I think he's going to be out for the season. Now, I don't know if he did that during the practice or if he did it during, you know, the bench press testing or what have you. I'll have to look more into that. But it would be very unfortunate if that was the case. Of course, if you get hurt playing football, that's one thing. But if you get hurt lifting weights, I mean, that's something different. Let's hope it wasn't that. They have a new strength coach, and I think he's a fine man, and I think he's there to protect and build the players. He's done a good job in the NFL, and I think he'll do an excellent job. His name is Lauren Landau, and I think he'll do an excellent job at Notre Dame. I mean, it's a very important job on the NFL level, and even more so on the college level, Coach, because now these guys, for the first time, are getting expert instructions on how to build their bodies in the correct way, in a way that's not going to hurt them, and in a way that's going to make the best use of their time, and mixing that in with running and athleticism. This is really an important factor in today's college football, in today's college athletics anyway.
Well, Frank, again, we want to thank James for all of his inside information. I want to thank you always in our 22nd season, as you mentioned, coming back and being on our show, the Notre Dame Football Report. I know you're excited about the season. I know all the fans of Notre Dame football are excited. I know they Labor Day weekend matchup of Texas A&M and Notre Dame is a game that I would not miss, and I know you will not miss that. There's other great games, too, LSU, USC, Clemson, Georgia. I know you've got a brand-new television set ready to go, but I want to thank you, Frank. You're the best. Appreciate you. The report you bring to all of us on USC football.
Coach, thank you very much. I just wanted to bring out two of the teams this year that it's going to be dynamite to play against, and that's Florida State at Notre Dame and USC at Southern California. Both going to be great games, and that gives Notre Dame the four tough games that they talked about. But, Coach, thank you. I look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it, my friend. I'll tell you, I was back there once before when Notre Dame and Florida State played for what was called the National Championship, and it'll be another great game there at South Bend. So buckle up, everyone. We've just completed our Notre Dame football report with Frank Palmerico for the 22nd year. We want to thank Station Casino for the sponsorship of this Tuesday and Wednesday night segment. STN Sports Apps is the one that they feature, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Nevada. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. So buckle up. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show every Tuesday and Wednesday night. When we come back, we're going out to the Las Vegas ballpark, and you know who's there. He lives there. That's Jim Gemma, Director of Media Relations. Let's talk baseball. I'm Harvey Hyde. We'll be right back from Las Vegas.